About to throw her dice, he leaned over and blew on her clutched hand, causing her to shiver in pleasure. For luck, Ash said in a deep, husky voice. The lady giggled in a girlish fashion that made Ash want to cringe because of how old she really was. But Ash made sure to keep his expression stoic as she threw her dice, and won. The lady beamed at Ash and quickly ordered him a fancy cocktail. Ash continued to give the woman company as she played casino craps. He blew on her dice and gave her smoldering looks that had her cheeks turning pink and her breath quickening. It wouldn't be long before she asked him to accompany her to a hotel, or perhaps even her home. "I've got this cat in the bag. Or should I say cougar?" Ash thought with dry amusement until a sudden presence at Ash's side caused him to jump. He turned to gape at a young woman who'd seemingly appeared out of nowhere and who was currently stroking the unicorn-shaped handle of his cane. What the hell? Where did she even come from? Ash wondered.
"Ooh, such exquisite craftsmanship,"
the girl cooed as she continued to stroke the handle in an admiring fashion. The eccentric young woman was wearing a white unicorn face mask decorated with a short, golden horn. The mask concealed the features of her face entirely, so that Ash deduced it had to be enchanted for her to be able to see out of it, which meant it was an expensive item. The young lady wasn't wearing any jewelry, but Ash could tell that she was wealthy. Her pink gown was obviously brand new and made of the finest silk. Ash also noticed that she was wearing glass slippers. Only noble women wore glass slippers that had been enchanted by the witches and wizards that lived in Apple Kingdom to be both comfortable and unbreakable. Lastly, Ash took in her physical features. She had long, black, curly hair, and when his gaze drifted down to her cleavage, he noted her breasts were firm and pert, which could only mean she was much too young for his purposes. She was probably a beautiful woman beneath that mask of hers, which made Ash briefly wonder why she wore it, but then decided it was none of his business anyways. "She's much too young, and she seems to be more interested in my cane than in me anyways. That's a first. How odd." The corner of Ash's lip twitched as he tried not to smile. "It belonged to my father," he found himself saying inexplicably. His eyes widened in surprise since he'd never told that to anyone before.
"I love unicorns,"
the girl declared.
"I never would have guessed, m'lady,"
Ash said dryly, giving her mask a pointed look. The woman Ash had been trying to seduce earlier squeezed his arm to get his attention.
"Ash, I need you to blow on my dice again,"
she said in a whiny tone that irritated him. Ash reluctantly returned his attention to his prey.
"Ah, yes, of course, m'lady."
Ash leaned over to blow on her clutched dice. The strange, dark-haired girl appeared to be easily distracted, and her attention was drawn to the roulette table. Out of the corner of Ash's eye, he watched her go with a feeling of unease building up inside of him. The young girl seemed so out of place.
What is a highborn lady like her doing in a casino at this hour unescorted?
Ash mused. The girl had an aura of innocence and purity that seemed to make her stand out against the casino's other patrons. Ash knew he must have been imagining it, but he thought she was glowing. Ash continued to watch the strange girl flit from one game table to the next like a butterfly flitting from flower to flower. The girl curiously leaned over people's shoulders and watched them place their bets and play various games. When people won, she would clap excitedly and squeal.
"Ooh!"
Ash snorted. How could the girl be so easily entertained? Ash frequented the casino so often that the games had become boring to him. That's when Ash noticed that the girl had managed to draw the attention of several men who were now tracking her with their eyes. Ash bristled with irritation when he noted that their lascivious gazes lingered on her curves.
"She's way too young for you, old geezers,"
Ash thought venomously, and when he caught himself in his thoughts, he let out a groan and scrubbed a hand down his face.
"What am I, her father?"
Ash watched as the girl approached the back of the casino, and a man pulled a velvet curtain aside for her. The girl obliviously passed through the doorway and into a hallway. As soon as she'd passed through the doorway, the man let go of the velvet curtain so that it concealed the doorway once more. Ash frowned at this sudden development. Ash knew that the back rooms were for private, high-stakes poker games. Had that young lady really been invited to participate in one?
Well, she does look rich, Ash mused.
Perhaps he had nothing to worry about.